From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
We thought this week we'd do a very short review of learning technologies, but we would do it in a kind of binary way. One thing that excited us and one thing that depressed us about learning technologies. So, Nigel, you tell us what excited you.
Right, three things excited me. The first one was that I've heard Deborah Francis White again and again and again, and I tend to think, oh, it'd be Deborah Francis White, but she always comes up with something novel, and this time, that issue about storytelling, she did some very simple stuff about what makes stories work, and why most L&D presentations don't work, because they ignore the basic rules of storytelling. So it was incredibly practical, very funny, and extremely useful. And I hope that people will take that in hand and do different things. Sam Burrows tweeted brilliantly after the presentation, and his tweet went something like, I can hear 1,000 people clicking on keys, altering their PowerPoint presentations for the rest of the day. And it was a bit like that. You know, you thought, oh, my goodness, she's absolutely right. So very inspiring. The second thing was, I thought there were some very interesting practical case studies from small organizations that don't get a lot of traction often, just showing that innovation is alive and well. And that always makes me smile. Even if it's not gargantuan innovation, it's nevertheless moving L&D forward step by step. And if it doesn't keep moving step by step, it is in big, big trouble. And the third thing was that the community there is always extremely welcoming and pleased to see each other, and lots of networking going on. So that I met people who I met at the beginning and at the end of the conference, and they said, oh, I've met this and this and this. I've managed to make that link. That was really helpful. And that makes me smile and makes me happy that as a community, that the conference seems to be fulfilling its purpose. So those were the three things that I thought were great about the conference. What about you, Martin?
Well, it sounds like I'm going to get the, you know, I've got the things that depressed me. I think that's depressed. That's the wrong term, really. I think that I'd say it, the things that could be improved or need to change. So my main thing would be about that storytelling talk. I did some audio diaries from the event, and I spoke to Julie Dryburgh, and she said she liked the congruence of Deborah in her talk about storytelling. You know, she did what she was talking about, and for me, this knocks into the whole formatting of the conference. It's a learning technologies conference. It's all about the best ways to engage people. But the role modelling of that just doesn't seem to exist in the format of the whole event. Now, I know there's a whole business model which is about getting people in and scaling up. But sadly, the result of that business model is that you get 150 people in a room being given a PowerPoint presentation. And I think that's wrong. And I think it's 2017 and that really needs to change, because this is learning and development. And if there's one sector where that has to happen, I think it has to be this one. But I know that event organisers would probably turn around and say, well, that doesn't scale. I think it probably does, and it could, but it would need a lot of imagination around what those things would be in those rooms. So that'd be my first thing. It would be really nice to see a set of different formats.
Well, I went to one session with Matt Jones, I think. He did a simulation. He divided everyone into four groups, and we played a football league, and we had to work out how we would score against the other teams. And then he would compare the scores, and you won or you lost or you drew, and then you got a league table. So it was all about how you liaised amongst your team, how you liaised with the other teams. So it was incredibly hard to manage with so many people in the room, but he did a great job. So that was a completely novel format, and there was some real logic about how teams work and how teams communicate coming out of that.
That's good. Sometimes I hear stuff that I hear about models that I just think are either the statement of the obvious or are reflecting back what goes on amongst humans. And I know L&D is big on models, but I just wonder whether there's some room for challenge around some things that get put on stage, because you might then have to have more challenge in the room, and and really have a look at how that works so that it gets us all to somewhere more useful.
I think there's a lot of complacency and a lot of stating the bleeding obvious and the feeling that a model is your meal ticket for life. No model, no meal ticket. So therefore, people invent models out of absolutely nothing. And you look at them and go, oh my goodness, how on earth would anyone buy that? So you have to say caveat emptor. The blame is not on the person who invents the model. The blame is on the people who are naive enough to buy the bleeding obvious. Yeah. So, yeah, I think the depressing thing is that there's still a long way to go for it to be a robust, debating, intellectually resonant profession.
Okay, let's leave it there. Thanks, Nigel.
Good. Thanks, Ram. From scratch.